producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Thanks for joining us today for this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. We often make the point that it's not just about guns, because without a limited government under a constitution, the Second Amendment isn't going to be around long. So we want to take a look at a lot of other issues that bear on freedom. And Professor Carol Swain is one who can speak from some experience about the cost of trying to defend freedom, particularly freedom of expression, on a major college campus, Vanderbilt University, and the battles that she has gone through in order to be able to speak what she thinks is the truth. And I happen to agree with, I think, a whole lot of what she has to say, particularly about Islam. And it's not easy being an academe. In fact, just by way of a personal confession, I had been a PhD candidate and realized that I was a very slow learner, that when I got my dissertation proposal back with so many questions about the fundamental issues that I was raising, I realized that I was going to have to write a dissertation before I could get to the dissertation, because we didn't have the term at that time, but what I was proposing to study the commonalities between Castroism, Nazism, and Leninism, I had just really put my foot in it big time as far as a politically incorrect boob. So needless to say, I went on to other endeavors, and I am still without a PhD, which happily Professor Swain has been able to persevere. She's got one of those, but she's paying dearly for speaking her mind all the same. Professor, thanks so much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure to join the show, and I confess that I got my PhD during a time when I fit in with everyone else. I was not particularly conservative. I was a Democrat, but I've never seen the world the way other people have. And so my views have always been, you know, sort of more conservative, but I was a card-carrying Democrat, and I was in step with a lot of the agenda, and so I was not a threat.
Well, and that's really where I was until I was in the middle of that pursuit of the advanced degree, and I realized, buddy, you don't fit in here, and they're not going to let you in, at least not over their dead bodies. So I went on to do other things.
What's the same with tenure? I was tenured before I had my Christian conversion experience, and so at the time, I seemed like a safe bet of sharing everyone else's values, and I guess I was, but I would say God had a different idea, because not long after I was tenured, I went on this spiritual quest, and it culminated a few years later with me becoming a born-again Christian. And certainly the success I've had in academia, winning awards, getting national and international recognition, would not have happened had I been conservative.
Well, to a certain extent, then, we've had some parallel paths that we've pursued. I'm glad it happened the way it did. I think God knows what he's doing. I had my conversion.
Well, you shouldn't have surprised Vanderbilt. They hired one person, and a different one showed up 2 years later.
The picture ID was the same.
Picture ID was the same, but they got more than they bargained for. Sometimes I feel sorry for them.
Well, that's a very nice thing for you to feel sorry for them. They probably don't reciprocate a whole lot, but that's okay. That they're not expected to, we are. So anyway,
what I find very interesting now is that because the attack on me was so vicious, and it was about free speech and tenure, you know, there were people that said I should be stripped of my tenure. When you touch tenure, then you get the political left to rise up. And a lot of people that you would not think would be my allies, all of a sudden, there's strong interest at Vanderbilt among the faculty in reaffirming the university's commitment to free speech and academic freedom.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm probably somewhat cynical. It's certainly at a public university. That might be because they don't want to suffer cut off of public funds should they become a football, and tenure keeps that from happening. So that makes a lot of sense. But they got me long before tenure ever became an issue.
And that's unfortunate, because part of what I do as a conservative professor at a university system where overwhelmingly everyone is liberal, is that I try to steer the best and brightest conservative students away from the law school option, because most of them choose law school or some other profession, and I tell them that being a professor is a good life. They can be successful. For them to consider academia, there are places where they can make it through and get a PhD. They have to carefully choose, but part of what I'm trying to do is to encourage them and boost those numbers. But when they watch what happens to people like me, there's no reason why they would have a strong incentive to actually want to step into an arena where they themselves may become a target.
Very, very much the case, and I'm sure they've had plenty of opportunity to see almost firsthand, if not firsthand, exactly what you're talking about. This is a battleground. Lots of other places where people with different ideas get into contact and into conflict, and they play for keeps at the university. And when I realized that you had tenure and that you were writing about what Islam is like, which I guess is what really got you in trouble.
Well, that's what started it, and then the LGBTBXYZONPY group got involved. And they got involved because I had posted things on Facebook about the transgender young man in Illinois that wanted to use the women's, the girls' locker room. And so I posted several articles that I think struck a nerve with that group, and then the students notified me that they were monitoring my Facebook page. If I posted another article that was offensive to, they had a whole slew of groups that I might offend, that they would start a petition to have me fired. And so me being the bad person that I am, as soon as I finished reading that Facebook post, I immediately started searching for another article to post, and I posted it.
Well,
and
so much.
And they followed through with their petition.
So that, I guess, is what initially brought you to my attention, that you had been fighting this battle,
stage two. That what I just described happened in November 2015. In January 2015, I wrote the article after the Charlie Hebdo attack that pointed out that Islam was different from other religions, that it posed a danger if it wasn't monitored better and if people didn't assimilate. That got me protested by the students on my campus. They called me a bigot and a hater. And I can honestly say that I feel that those students have treated me as if I was a white male that was out of step with the times, because being a black woman conservative that had overcome poverty and I had extraordinary success in my career, it got me absolutely zero.
That doesn't fit a stereotype that they cling to, and so you're not permitted to have those views. Did any of the students come to you after the publishing of the Islam article and why are you saying that?
Pardon?
What did they? Did any of them want to know why you were saying that, or did they just summarily reject your view?
They didn't give an opportunity to come to me and, you know, have a debate or something like that. They just attacked because they felt the views were not consistent with Vanderbilt and who Vanderbilt is and that type of thing.
Wow. Well, listen, there's the music's telling us that we've got to take a break. Going to be back with Professor Carol Swain, who's been fighting a battle for free speech at Vanderbilt University. We're going to be back and talk some more.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Thanks for joining us here at the Gun Owners News Hour. Today I'm speaking with Professor Carol Swain of Vanderbilt University. Professor, is there a website that people could use to find out more about you?
Yes, at the present time I have two websites. One is www.carolmswain.net, And the other one where I do my blogs is BeThePeopleTV.com. And that's a blog site, not a TV site.
Okay, BTV.
Be the people. BeThePeopleTV.com.
The people, uh-huh. Okay, BeThePeopleTV.com. I'll try
and they can also follow me on Facebook as Professor Carol M. Swain and on Twitter as Carol M. Swain.
Excellent. So we maybe can delve in a little bit more as to, first of all, what prompted you to write an article? I guess it was in a newspaper.
The Tennessean.
About the Tennessean, which is the, I guess, the Nashville newspaper, kind of
yes,
a state newspaper, because it's kind of covers a lot of the state political news as well. So
well,
you,
there was a local man in the community that had been very vocal on those issues, and he had lost 200 friends during 9/11. His name was Andrew Miller. And I knew that Andrew Miller had suffered a lot of harassment and paid a high price for trying to warn people about radical Islam. And so I wrote the piece to say Andy was right, you know, and it was to pay a tribute to this man. And then I, you know, in the course of that op-ed, I tried to pay a tribute to this Andy Miller guy, but I also talked about radical Islam and how we needed to be more vigilant. I did not realize that they would turn on me with the viciousness that they did. It was like a gut blow, and I was harassed for months, and I thought about leaving academia, and I didn't even imagine I could return. But I have returned to teaching. At the present time, I'm not being harassed. And I would do the same thing all over again. I might would have said some things differently, but I would have had the same message.
Did any of your colleagues or any of the students or any in the community come to your defense?
Lots of people in the community, and it got national attention. Probably I heard from more people nationally. And I heard from people from the engineering school, the medical school, not so much from my department or the law school. But I was later to learn that when it came to the attacks on my free speech, that there were a number of faculty that really felt like it was time to have a free speech initiative. That is not passed, but they're working on it.
Well, that's encouraging.
They did not contact me to say that they were supporting me, but some people actually took actions that have been supportive.
I must say, I hadn't known about that. I'm encouraged. I would have been perfectly prepared to have you say no. Everybody told me they wished I were dead. What an embarrassment. And why don't you just go away, Professor Swain? So.
Well, you know, how can you say that? I guess I had media coverage that was national. There was a lot of sympathy. And then, you know, after the Charlie Hebdo attack, we had Chattanooga with violence from Muslims. We had the thing that happened with Pamela Geller's thing in Dallas, as well as the second Paris attack. So much has happened involving Islam on American soil that, you know, most people, I think a lot of people don't really question that I have sort of been affirmed by things that have taken place in the news. And when it first came out, I think there were people that agreed with me, but they were just afraid.
Well, hopefully you might have helped them get a spinal transplant, because even if they're afraid now, we got to devoutly hope they get some courage and to see that you are willing to fight and that at least for now you seem to be prevailing.
Well, the
hopefully
students, you know, that signed up for my class in political culture, a number of students sought me out because of the attacks, or they wrote me, and then students from previous years contacted me. Some of them wrote the university. And I was told that a common theme across all students that contacted them, the ones that were liberal, they said, I may not have agreed with Professor Swain in class, but she always treated me fairly. And one student said that I was the only professor he had at Vanderbilt that you could disagree with and not be punished.
Only. Oh, my.
And
that says something.
I try to expose them, you know, to the diverse viewpoints. I try to present more than one side, more than my side, but I don't try to force them to agree with me. I'm satisfied just to challenge what they have been taught, challenge that way of thinking, and point out to them that mostly when you ask them a question on any number of issues, they will give you something they learned in grade school that they'll memorize. The politically correct response to the social issues of our day have been memorized, and they've never been exposed, you know, to things like natural law arguments, some of them to the Judeo-Christian worldview. And I try to show them that we are all operating from a worldview. Their worldview is different, you know, maybe from the Judeo-Christian worldview, but it's still a worldview that colors how they see the world.
I love the way you put that. Something they memorized in grade school. And it becomes, if I could just kind of run with that.
Well, the students don't have to think. All they have to do is regurgitate the politically correct response, you know, that is the party platform of the Democrats that they learned in grade school. And so I really do feel that it's important for people like me to be at the university to expose them to different viewpoints. And it's so much they never heard, they never considered.
You're encouraging the question to think. And if they learn anything from what you're encouraging them to do, they might have actually finally gotten their money's worth, although that would be a lot.
That I am really, I mean, I don't want to toot my own horn because that would not show proper Christian humility, but I actually think that I'm training the people that come through my classroom that they actually will be thinkers and people that are going to make a difference because they've been exposed, you know, to
precisely
perspectives that I believe shape character. And they will at least have give a second thought, I believe, to some of the things they hear, and hopefully they have more courage.
If they don't have these skills of basic thinking, of stopping and asking, well, why did he say that? How does he know what he's saying is the case? A number of basic questions of that sort that they might subject their own way of thinking to, then, yeah, they're going to be easily manipulated. And I hadn't thought of it quite the way you put it, but, yeah, you could say it starts back in grade school. And they're given little thoughtettes to memorize and use as a substitute for thinking.
Well, that's why they're teaching them so much about the homosexual agenda in grade school, and they're indoctrinating them seriously. And they indoctrinate them well because, again, they don't question anything. And they're shown that anyone that does question, that they have any number of labels for you.
Let's come back to this. This is a good thing to continue with. CarolMSwain.net on the internet.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop. Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
amputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking with Carol Swain, a professor recently embattled at Vanderbilt University, some of the students wanting to get her removed because she was pointing out some of the tenets of Islam that can make it so radical, and that is not politically correct, of course. Whether you're a follower of Republican or Democrat presidents, they both, all of them, seem to have a penchant for labeling Islam as a religion of peace, and there certainly are Muslims who are peaceful, but the basic tenets of Islam, maybe not so much. And the fact that this became at issue at your university, Professor Swain, I guess at the end of the day, we might conclude, at least as a teaching experience, was a healthy development, because it sounds like from what you're saying, some of your students, even some of the liberal students, might have appreciated the fact that, well, you were one that taught them to respect other points of view and to think.
I'm very encouraged by the response of the student body. And even my colleagues, but I can tell you that when I was in the throes of being attacked, and
not so
I
much.
Felt like I'd had a gut blow.
Yep.
And that I had been betrayed by the university, because the university sent out a campus-wide email to the student body pretty much condemning my opinion piece, and they also sent out statements, we don't agree with Professor Swain, but she has a right to free speech. It was a liberal. They will say, Professor so-and-so has a right to free speech. They don't say we don't agree with their viewpoint. And so there were things that I felt betrayed and hurt in a way that I seriously came close to leaving academia. And I'm so happy today that I didn't make that decision because it would have been the wrong decision. I realize that I'm at Vanderbilt for a purpose, that God has placed me there, and that I'm making a difference. And when the time comes for me to leave, it'll be on my own terms, not because I was run off by a bunch of students and a few liberal faculty members.
Well, you may have had the most important series of classes of your whole teaching career by the way you persevered during this adversity. And from what you've said, even students that had left the university were getting back in touch with words of encouragement. That is encouraging, that you are obviously having an impact. Oh, that there were at least one like you on most of the universities in our country.
Well, you know, we don't have time to go into my life story, but I never thought to become a university professor. I call myself the accidental professor, but I know that God has always had his hand on my life, and it's pretty clear that I was steered into academia and that I do feel that, you know, that I am used in people's lives. I love the students, and if I had given up teaching because of what happened, I would have given up the thing that I love most, being involved in the students' lives. And so I'm the professor that they can call any time of night. They can come into my office anytime they see me, and I actually care about the whole person. I care about them more than I care about the subject matter. Subject matter is secondary. The student is first. And, that's just the way it is.
Well, that's kind of an old-fashioned notion. I'm glad you're propounding it and living it. Student over subject matter. Who would have thought? They're not going to be students all their lives, but they are going to have to do something with what they do or don't learn during their time at university. And I think this is pretty exciting that you are having that kind of an impact on them. Let's take a look at what were some of the things in this National Tennessean newspaper column that you submitted that I guess this was what caused the biggest explosion.
Well, yeah, I mean, I have felt that I was harassed for a while, but this, you know, led to, well, let me back up. I was the faculty member that led the charge on trying to fight the move to kick Christian groups off campus, and so we lost. It started in 2011. By 2013, 14 Christian groups were no longer recognized on campus, so the university was upset with me anyway because I was involved with the students trying to reverse it. I felt that the Islam piece gave my detractors an opportunity to call me a bigot and every kind of name you can think of, that in some ways that it was retaliation for my activities for the Christian group.
Now, let me just guess. I don't know what groups might have been there, but perhaps Campus Crusade for Christ would have been one.
Yeah, Campus Crusade, InterVarsity, Every Nation, the Baptists, the Catholics.
Then when they were kicked off, were there any Muslim groups that were permitted to operate?
No, because it was set up in a way that it affected the Christian groups differently than the others. Now, every Christian group did not have to leave campus. Only the Christian groups that were not willing to sign a paper that they would allow their organizations to be led by people that didn't necessarily believe in their faith or understand their faith principles.
And it's sort of the same as if, by the way, the Democrat Party were forced to say that Senator Cruz is invited to take over the chairmanship of the Democrat Party. That's goofy.
Yeah, it is goofy, but the Christian groups that would not compromise their values and principles are no longer recognized on campus, and that's a fact. And so what the university did, in my opinion, was they saw an opportunity, and the opportunity was to label me as someone that hated Muslims. And obviously, I don't hate Muslims. I don't hate anyone or any particular group, but I do think Islam is dangerous practice in its generic form, Muslims that are more secular, or, you know, they're just like us,
right,
as far as,
right,
Christians. Some of us are serious about our religion, some isn't. I don't believe Islam in any form is a religion of peace, and I think the people that say it's a religion of peace, they are calling those things that be not as though they were. They think if they say it enough times that the Muslims are going to believe them.
And yet, obviously, when they say that, they haven't read the Quran, because the Quran puts the law.
I think that they know. They're saying it hoping that people will live up to their high aspirations.
That's even worse. So they're not as ignorant as I've been assuming. It's just a wishful thinking that flies in the face of the facts. That's worse than I thought.
Call those things that be not as though they were. And so I guess that they feel like if you say Islam is a religion of peace long enough, you know, that it'll be.
that'll everything will be fine, yeah. I guess when Secretary Kerry says that ISIS is an apostate form of Islam, I find it interesting that somebody from the West is lecturing Muslims on what it is to be a real Muslim.
I mean, just think about the guy in Philadelphia that shot, he was just dressed in his religious garb. He shot the police officer and said he was shooting them, you know, because of Islam. And the mayor and the government are saying it had nothing to do with Islam. But the man himself, dressed in his religious garb, said it had everything to do with Islam.
Poor fellow just didn't know what he was saying, evidently. What an arrogance.
They want it classified as a crime, and I think it got classified as a crime rather than as the act of terrorism it was. And, you know, that's problematic. And, of course, you know, all Muslims are not dangerous or violent or practicing their religion in a dangerous fashion. But the very fact that if they become religiously devout, their religion in its fundamentalist form does encourage them to engage in acts of violence. I know of no other religion that's like that.
Exactly. We're going to be back. We have another segment to go with Professor Carol Swain holding forth for the defense of free speech at Vanderbilt University. CarolMSwain.net. We'll be right back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest is Professor Carol Swain at Vanderbilt University, teaches political science there. There are some that wishes she didn't teach anything anywhere. But Carol Swain, unlike some of the folks that I've tried to work with, who kind of pass by the way, Professor Swain has a backbone, and that just drives some of the opposition nuts. Professor, how dare you stand tight on your beliefs? Yeah, I'm sure the student handbook and the faculty handbook, not to mention the Constitution, support you in your drive for free speech. But, I mean, come on, this is the 21st century, right?
Well, I mean, that seems to be the attitude of some of the people that have criticized me.
It's not much of a debate, but then they're not. This is one of the things that I have found, that they're not used to discussing things either in terms of ideas or in terms of even the facts of a matter. And when they run out of what little they have in the way of facts or ideas, they quickly become accusatory, and they'll call you all kinds of ad hominems rather than have to deal with the issue at hand. And frankly, although they don't realize it, it exposes their intellectual lack of development, frankly, if they have to conduct an argument at such a low visceral level.
Yeah, I think so. And a lot of them are really steeped in the Saul Alinsky tactics.
Yes.
And I felt like, I believe it's the tactic number 12, isolate the freeze the target.
Personalize it.
Polarize it. And I felt like that was what was being applied to me. And I was harassed again for months. And then I had a reprieve, and it started up all over again in November with the petition. And so it was just a very interesting time in my life that I passed through, and I believe it's made me a much stronger person spiritually, a better teacher, and a better sense of what I want to do with my life. Even though I'm 61, I've thought a lot about leaving academia, and now I know that I belong there, that I have to stay, and leaving right now is not an option.
Well, hopefully your impact is now reaching well beyond Vanderbilt, not only through your students that you've evidently from the ones you even heard back from, even liberals, you're having.
Oh, yes, I think so. And a lot of liberal students from the Northeast and California, they take my classes, and I really enjoy the exchanges with the students. And I try to create an environment where they do feel safe to express their viewpoints. You know, to me, that's important.
Well, that, they should be able to do that, certainly in the universities, although now I'm reading about safe zones where that's the only place you're able to use.
Well, I tell them the first day of class that they have that this is not a safe zone. My classroom is not a safe zone. It's a free speech zone. And that if I let them know that if they are overly sensitive, this is not the right place for them. And so I have a whole paragraph that gives them the information about what to expect. But I make it clear that they have entered a place that's not safe, but they want to be protected from ideas.
So trigger words are not banned in the classroom of Professor Swain?
Not in my classroom. And the only time I give a trigger warning is when I want to crack a joke.
Love it.
Politically incorrect. And everyone laughs.
I love it. That's great. Well, I think you're winning the battle right there if you can get them to laugh, because one of the things that I've found in the debates I've had with the other side on radio and television is that there's seldom any humor. And even if I have endeavored to inject it, it either goes right above their head or they just don't appreciate it and they're going to ignore it.
Students get into debates with one another, and the class will be up, and I have to kind of shoo them out of the room sometime because they're so engaged. And it's civil debate because that's part of the rules, that the exchanges have to be civil.
That is quite a life lesson. Even if they forget some of the particulars of your political science classes, if they can just remember that it is possible to have a discussion with somebody that doesn't agree with you and to keep it down to a reasonable number of decibels, that's saying something in our day and age. Or to keep them from just turning and walking away. I remember Dr. John Lott, who's well known for his More Guns, Less Crime book, his research while at the University of Chicago into the incidents of crime and the firearms ownership. And he was approached by lecturer Barack Obama at a faculty meeting. And Obama came up to him and he said to Dr. Lott, said, "You're that gun guy, aren't you?" And Lott admits he was a little bit nonplussed, and he's, "Well, I guess you could say that." And at that point, Obama turned on his heel and walked away. That was debate.
Well, I was at the White House because for a few years I was on the National Endowment for the Humanities, and we would go there for ceremonies, but we ourselves did not get to meet the president. Well, I was there at a reception, and I stepped out into the hallway, and there was the president. So I'm face-to-face. I ran up to him. I extended my hand, and I said, "Mr. President, I'm Carol Swain, and I'm a Republican." Then he said, "Well, that's
why didn't you just throw cold water in his face?"
he said, "Well, that's all right. We need one or two around."
My, that's mighty tolerant of him. He doesn't seem to act that way, but that's okay. I'm glad he had.
Well, I threw him off. So, you know, this little black lady with an afro comes up and extends a hand and says, "I'm a Republican." He paused.
It took a while to process that.
Right.
It took a while to process. Does not compute. Who let her in? Well, I'm glad to see that you can enjoy yourself during this, because having been almost among the faculty myself, I know how intense it can be. And this is a real battleground where these ideas are being thrashed out. I think
I enjoy myself sometimes, but I can tell you that what happened last year just threw me.
Oh.
It threw me off balance, but because it was so unexpected, and I say a gut blow, and I literally mean it felt as if someone had punched me in the gut, and then the harassment and being called all those names. bigot, homophobe, everything you can think of. I'm called those names, and I wasn't quite ready for that.
No, I don't think anybody is, particularly when you're not even thinking in those terms. You're trying to make a... go ahead.
Well, one of the things that my students pointed out, and it was true, that all the people attacking me had never met me. And they could not find a person that knew me that would actually say that I did the things that they were accusing me of.
Oh, I love it. Much as those who attack people for what they've written when they've never read anything they did write, and they're, again, equally off. There's something about that way of thinking, and I guess all of us on the right have encountered it, that they just assume they know what we're thinking, and they don't need to bother even looking at a Cliff Notes version of what it is that we're doing.
Well, I've actually told, some of the students that have shared with me that they defended me in settings. And these were students, though, that had not met me either, but they believed the other students were wrong, that I would be willing to meet with some of my critics at a luncheon that we set up for that purpose of just having a meeting. And so I don't know if it's going to take place, but now that I'm back on campus, I have nothing to hide. I am who I am, and I'm willing to hear what they have to say in person rather than through email or a petition or
That's a good point. It's a lot different to go mano a mano, face to face, with somebody with whom you disagree, than it's so much easier to post something on Facebook and say, so-and-so is a dirty, no good, rotten, blah, blah, blah. But then to actually have to deal with that person directly, they're not used to that. Professor Swain, you're an encouragement, and may God bless you in the time that you're going to be at Vanderbilt, and may your impact grow among the students there. Thank you so much for your courage and just for the light that you've kept on in your classroom. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
CarolynSwain.us, I believe it is.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.